Show.
Oh, you actually said you got
it. Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER where we discuss sport and sports-related things. For example, did you know this week was the 91st Academy Awards? Joel Kasem is the name my parents gave me, and the show wouldn't be complete without my two soulmates, of whom I'm about to introduce. Aww. First up is a man who was once described... It's Mick Radojkovic.
Only the once, though, because it wasn't my birth name. Just one time, one person said it.
But you've been described,
just
though.
Just stick with that.
Okay, cool.
Why not?
And also joining us this week is the host of this year's Oscars, Gabby Morris.
Good evening.
You did a great job. I hardly saw you all night, but you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Did you vote for the winner?
We're in the studio. We've been in the studio for about, what is this, fourth or fifth episode now?
Stand-up studio.
And we're getting really good at it, if you haven't noticed. We're not making as many mistakes. But there are a couple of mosquitoes in here today. And I'm actually itchy on my finger.
I can
finger.
See three on the wall.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, if we hear a slapping sound, that is me slapping in the face.
I honestly don't understand how they got in
the
here.
Mosquito.
Well, there's one on the roof. I mean, this
there's
is a radio
one over
program,
there. And, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how they get in here. This is a tiny little room. The door is always shut. There's a window, but the window's obviously got a huge soundproof glass.
It's like an escape room, but for mosquitoes getting in. They've solved some sort of cryptic puzzle to get in.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. It's possible. How were your sporting weeks, guys?
Here you go, Gab.
Because you've got nothing.
I went surfing this morning.
This morning. On a Friday.
Friday. Beautiful.
So keen. What time did you get up for that?
6:30.
Oh, that's all right.
And it was terrible surf, so it was pretty frustrating. But the water was like a silky treat. It was so lovely. Like
a silky treat.
20 degrees, I reckon. Like, so it was almost too warm. Crystal clear. Mm. Beautiful.
Where do you go?
Maroubra.
Bra,
boys.
Nice. I'm jealous of that. I wish I lived closer to the beach.
Me too.
I mean, I'm not on like 7 kilometres, but it takes like 40 minutes to go 70 kilometres.
Exactly. Yeah. Sydney. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to get to the beach. If you want to go to the beach in Sydney, you've got to go down the south coast or...
Yeah, you may as well.
It's almost quicker like a day to drive like an hour and a half down towards Wollongong or a north up towards... That beach. Palm Beach or something. That's
nice. Papua New Guinea. Just head north up towards Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice. Surfing. Nice. Excellent.
My sporting week has been more of the fantasy kind. Have I told you about my fantasy rugby league comp?
This is actually my worst nightmare. Like, I couldn't think of
Mick
anything
having a fantasy
worse.
Or... So what... What happens in your NRL fantasy?
Well, we've just had a draft. So before the season starts, you have a whole bunch of players that you can pick out of.
Do you just play this by yourself?
No. What?
I don't understand how it works.
So we'll have to explain it to Gabby because...
Oh, yeah. So the idea of a fantasy league is you have a fantasy team and that team has a bunch of real players in it that play every week in like rugby league or it might be AFL, it might be soccer, it might be whatever sport.
So you pull players from different codes?
No, all in one sport.
Okay, right.
And then you put them in your team, and then depending on how those players go in the real games, you get points for your fantasy team. And then you can sort of trade players back and forward. You can drop them and sign new ones. You got like a salary cap and everything. Like it's all. I'm in one a bit nerdy one with a bunch of friends who we don't do it for money. We don't do it online. It's all done on Excel spreadsheets.
Oh my god, that's even more of a my nightmare.
that is proper nerdy.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah. We've got our own player values. We're our own like scoring.
Who
system.
Makes up the player values?
There's a commissioner of the league, and he goes through and works out how much
but
every player is
so
worth.
So it's not a social thing. Like you don't get together.
Physically, sometimes, yes. When we can, we go to games together or we chat online or whatever. But generally, no, we all just do it from our email, via email on WhatsApp. And then we just chat back and forward about how
So then if your fantasy team wins, then what?
you get the glory of winning the season of Fantasy League. This is my my 10th year of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know you did
so
this.
So do you give your team a name?
Oh, my team.
What's your team name?
Well, we sort of based the whole fantasy comp on like an old-fashioned rugby league. Well, back when rugby league used to be called the Winfield Cup, like sponsored by the cigarette company.
Oh, yep, yep.
So we call it the Winfield Cup. And all of our teams are based on teams from like the 80s, 70s and 80s. So we use the old logos and we use the old grounds and all that sort of stuff. So you've got like the North Sydney Bears and the Newtown Jets and all these teams that don't even exist anymore, like in the NRL. But no, we just call it the Winfield Cup and Fantasy League, and we just keep track. But everyone takes it really seriously, and we have like Winfield Cup press. We say every week you've got to do like a wrap up of your game, and then you know you've got to like pick your players, and then do a team list Tuesday. You name all your team.
Yeah.
It's like serious stuff.
Wow,
this is amazing. I can't believe it. I got to ask though, how, because Gabby sort of asked before, how do you what are the points like? How does it work? So someone has to watch every single game.
We scrape the stats from like websites.
Oh, I was okay. Gonna say.
So right. the actual legitimate stats of how many meters they make, how many tackles they make, all that stuff. We use the real stats from the games. We import them into our spreadsheet, and then we calculate how many points they all get.
Okay.
It's just a really hard way of doing.
This is pretty next level nerdy.
Yeah, that's full on, man.
Yeah, she's in my wife. She's like, "What are you doing that for again? Why are you spending time on that?"
Yes, I actually am interested to see if you have a wife because. I don't think you do.
But yeah, it's great.
No, that's great.
It's good fun.
Yeah. I really like that. Okay, excellent.
So that's my sporting week, being a nerd.
Thank you.
Joel, your sporting week?
Yeah, look, I don't really have much. I think every week is just the same. It's cricket. I played cricket last Saturday and I'll play again tomorrow.
How's the season looking? Are you winning?
Well, okay. this will be our last round because... So there's... In our pool, there's six teams. Six teams. The top four make the finals. We didn't make it. The Mighty Wood Ducks have fallen short this year.
The would-be Wood Ducks, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know if we're trying to get ourselves into the division below or what happened, but we had
it's a good strategy.
Bit of a shocker. Yeah, well, I think we actually played in Division 4 a few years ago and we just won the whole thing, like from start to grand final. We just won every game.
I think you need to go back to
we're
that.
We're good yeah. in that level.
Yeah.
hop off a level and we're terrible. So, yeah. Anyway, took a catch. Thanks for asking.
We did.
I'm thanking you. I'm allowed to thank you both for asking me a question, aren't I? I'm just a polite person. Do we want to talk sport now?
Sure.
Oh, actual real sport?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, yeah. Like other people playing sport. We can talk about ourselves playing sport for ever, but we should actually talk about
Wood Ducks come home. Yeah.
I just can't. No mind.
What?
How much wood does a wood duck chuck if a wood duck could chuck wood?
Wood?
Oh, you could have really stuffed that up live on radio. That would have been great.
I just had to do it. Sorry. Continue with the sport.
Okay. We'll continue with cricket, actually, because the Rose Bowl, we spoke about this last week. Australia have won the Rose Bowl after beating New Zealand in both games one and two of the three-game tournament. So I think game three is on Monday.
We've
won already, done. So that's pretty great. In game one, which was played, was it last Friday while we were recording? I'm pretty sure. Australia set New Zealand 242 for victory, but it could only make 236. Let's see who
it's
had
pretty close.
I mean, it was a fairly close game. I can't see where is it. Jess Jonathan. She got figures of 4 for 43. So she got rid of their captain, Amy. This is a tough name. Sutterthwaite, I want to say.
Wow.
It just looks like it's three different surnames in one. She was on 92 and she got her out. And then she got out Katie Perkins, who was on 48. And that pretty much then New Zealand just collapsed. So that was good. And then in game two, our favourite here at Across the Park, Elise Perry, led us to victory with her unbeaten 107 off 110 balls.
Boom.
She made... So this... I didn't know this. This was her maiden one-day international century. So she'd never scored 100 in a one day before.
I didn't know that.
No, I had no idea. So that's
neither
very
did I.
Good. You sure? I mean, I thought Mick and I wouldn't know, but...
I thought you'd know, Gab. Come on.
She's had four 90s and three of them not out. So she's been very close. But the way she brought it up was amazing. So... She had, I think it was, there was two balls to spare. She was on 97 and she just tried to hit a six. But didn't get all of it. Didn't get all of it. With two balls to spare, you gotta go for it.
Yeah.
And someone fielding it like deep, deep mid on tried to take the catch, but it fell through and she dropped it and hit the boundary rope, so it was four.
Yeah.
So that's actually brought up 100 off a drop
catch.
She could
have very nearly still not had a century.
Yeah,
in
would have been tough. But amazing. Yeah, she finished with a lot of runs, 107. Yeah, so that
continuing on her one-day WBBL form, where she was the player of the tournament.
Exactly, exactly. Why do I keep losing this name on the paper? There, Jess Johnson. She did it. She actually was, I think she's player of the game, or she was at least player of the game in the first game with those figures. But in her second one, she got 5 for 27.
Oh, bloody hell. That's unreal. Even better.
Yeah,
that's
I still don't know what that means.
It's just cheap. So she took 5 wickets and they only scored 27 runs
off her bowling. So you want a lower score, you want a high number at first and then a low number second.
Yep.
To be good.
This victory means New Zealand haven't held the trophy since 1999.
Oh,
whoa.
Poor New Zealand.
Yeah. So game three is in St Kilda on Monday. There you go.
Cool.
In the men's have actually been playing over in India, and believe it or not, we won a trophy.
I know.
For what?
It's one of those real fake ones. Like, yeah. It's for 2020.
2020, PJ cricket, no one really cares. But we actually won something. In game one, India finished with 7 for 126 after an impressive spell from Nathan Coulter-Nile. But it was all about Pat Cummings with the bat in the final over that got Australia to victory. Off the last two balls, he hit a 4 and then ran 2 to make 127 runs. It was very good.
And Maxwell's gone, right?
Maxwell in the second game, it was all about him. He scored 113 off 55, not out. He came in. We were 2 for 22 or something when he came in, and then scoring 113 certainly helps.
Now, did you see this thing about the jerseys? Where Cricket Australia are trying to decide which jersey players are going to play for in the one-day series?
No.
So they basically put all the one-day kits out that Australia have played in over like the last... Since it started.
Mm-hmm.
And they let the public decide via a versus thing, like where that shirt versus that shirt, that shirt versus that shirt. They start out with like 8 shirts and then they narrow it down to the final shirt to see which shirt will be the one worn... for the next season, for the 2019-2020 season. So this is going to be the one we wear. But the best one, which is the very first World Series cricket jersey, got knocked out in round one. So I just lost interest straight away because that's the one I wanted. But the one that won is just so bad.
Let's see.
Again, this is radio. So.
But describe it.
It's modeled here by Shane Warne. It's the one that we wore at the 1999 World Cup.
Yeah, if you're
and it's got like stars, like the Southern Cross
the
and the stars.
Just, like they all
through.
Kind of trolled cricket.
Yeah, I don't know. Nice. But the original one, this isn't a very good picture, but this is a picture of the World Series cricket one the very old one where it's like the old school.
The colours aren't great, sorry.
It's Australian gold, my friend.
Yeah. It just doesn't look great.
This is what happens. Don't ever let the public decide anything.
No.
By the way, we've got an election soon. So, you know, it's all good.
Is that all about cricket? I can't remember.
Yes, that's enough.
Sorry, Gabby. Soccer, the Cup of Nations it started last night. Yesterday, actually.
It's the Cup of Nations.
Oh.
I don't know why I just did that.
Whoops. You okay?
Whoopsie. Whoopsies.
I had the circle of life in my head and I just felt like
I could feel that.
Oh, that's what that was. I was thinking like, do-do-do-do.
Oh.
Like, it's the final game.
It's the Cup.
No, I definitely heard Lion King.
Okay, well, I don't know music. the Cup of Nations. Matildas, they kicked off their first game last night at the Eighth Wonder. They beat New Zealand 2-0. Do you know the Eighth Wonder? Do you know where that is?
Is this
Gabby?
I'm
talking to you,
quiz?
Gabby. Sorry.
Is this the game already?
Do I get multiple choice? No.
Do you know, Mick?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
No.
The Eighth Wonder?
No.
Lockhart Oval?
What? Why do they call it that?
Because it's amazing. It's a great.
I didn't know they called it that. I've heard the term, but I've never actually known what they were talking about.
Yeah, the Eighth Wonder. Huh. Leichhardt Oval.
That's just because you're a Tigers fan. Come
on. I mean, that's why I know it, probably, but that's what everyone calls it.
That's sort of big noting themselves a little
really
bit.
Really itchy. I am really itchy.
Yep.
I'm not happy.
You said that you didn't respond to mosquitoes, but guess what? Oh. You do.
And why are you getting bitten? What about you, Mick?
Nah. They usually like my blood,
that'll
too.
Ne-
Anyway, sorry. Back to the show. So yeah, we beat New Zealand last night.
It is a good oval, like our oval.
It's great. I love it. But this happened.
Harrison again. Razzo. Hayley Razzo. What a return!
Razzo.
Razzo. With the razzle dazzle.
It sounds like it's a nickname, Razzo.
It does sound like
it does.
It's actually a name.
Great name.
Hayley Razzo, back from injury 6 months ago, had a broken back.
Oh.
Had to learn how to walk again.
Ah.
Walks onto the field for 3 seconds and scores a goal. And a great goal.
How did she break her back?
Soccer? And anyway, soccer, yeah. She was playing over in America.
How?
I think.
Yeah.
In Portland, like, or
it's
for
not that
Portland.
Physical sport that you think it could break your back.
Yeah, that's pretty severe.
I don't know. Good question.
Good on you, Razzo.
Well done, Razzo. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was the second goal in like the 74th minute or 75th minute. It was a really good game. So this was their first game, the Matildas, this year. And so they got a new coach now because remember last year?
I think this is his first game, yeah?
Yeah, this is his first game. So they did look a little bit like un-Matilda-like. They were a little bit sloppy in places. They should have scored a lot more goals.
What was the score in the end?
2-0.
Okay.
Goal in either half. And so anyway, the Cup of Nations, it's not a massive thing.
Cup of Nations.
Just the Cup of Nations.
Cup of Nations.
I'll have a Cup of Nations, thanks.
Yes, we play. Yeah.
Schooner of Nations, thanks.
We got to play South Korea on Sunday at Suncorp Stadium, and then we play next Wednesday against Argentina. So they're the teams, New Zealand, South Korea and Argentina.
Is this just a tournament we made up and played in Australia?
Pretty much, yeah.
I just feel like, it's a warm up to the World Cup.
Exactly, exactly what it is. it's about 4 months away, the World Cup, so it's a good little warm up.
It'll be shown.
You play teams like, I think, Argentina and South Korea both made it, so yeah, it's good practice against, you know, those sorts of teams.
And in Liverpool, in other football news, Liverpool 5-0 against Watford. I just had to bring that up because I got
5-0.
That's okay.
The best. Watford.
I'm a big Liverpool fan. Field goal. Well, Liverpool are leading the comp by 1 point. Like, 1 point. That's what you need to win, but there's still 10 games to go. Ooh. But if we win every one of those 10 games, we are going to win the league.
I still remember you saying something around Christmas time about them being in front at Christmas.
Yes.
And that means
the last three teams that have been on the top at Christmas to not win the league were Liverpool. So
yes.
Liverpool, again, we're at the top of Christmas and we're only 1 point ahead. So we can't slip up.
Do you have a fantasy soccer team?
No, I don't. I don't do it. It's such a long season. It's like 38 games. And
yeah.
I don't have the length of time to keep up that. No. I always start, get excited at the beginning, and then I just let it go after like 2 months. Yeah.
That's a lot of games.
It is.
Wait, 38 a week?
No, in the season.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You play 38 games in a season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot.
We got there in the end.
Not as many as like basketball in America, like 80-something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They play like 82 games.
They get enough money for it. It's fine.
And they play like every second or
third
day.
So do the football players.
Like they're playing during the week and everything. I read something the other day that there is only 2 days of the year in America where
no, there's more than that, mate.
Sport is being played. Like none of the major sports are being played in America.
Really?
2 days in a whole year.
Are they like... Is Christmas a...
I think they play on Christmas.
Okay.
Christmas Day, I'm pretty sure. Maybe that is one of the days. But it's 2 days in a whole year that there is not one of the major sports being played.
I love how fact-based our show is. Yeah. Like, pretty sure. It's 2 days.
I read it somewhere.
I don't know which day. It's just still saw the number.
I don't know where I read it.
Just say it with conviction. It's fine.
Yes.
In AFLW... North Melbourne, of course, remain undefeated after the first month of the season, so the first 4 weeks.
That's a new team, undefeated.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. This is
a super team, yeah.
Yeah, they are made up of superstars. So Emma King, she's 24 years old. She is like the head player. She's just ruling the world at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to look at the ladder because we never look at the ladder for the AFLW, so we're going to do it. After the first four rounds, the ladder looks like this. I should have it. A ladder, that would have been great. The Kangaroos obviously sit on top with 16 points from their four wins. The Crows and Frio are on 12. Melbourne, Brisbane, Geelong and Western Bulldogs are all on 8. Carlton and GWS are on 4.
Oh.
And with no wins this season, sits Collingwood on 0.
No.
And no one's crying about that. But the poor old GWS aren't going to crash, are they?
No.
Of course, there is a podcast you can listen to about the GWS. It's brought to you by 2SER.
Yes.
Is it? It is.
It is indeed.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Go the Giants.
Hey, in case you're wondering, the Giants will play Melbourne this weekend in Blacktown.
Blacktown.
Yes. So if you tomorrow.
Feel like, is it tomorrow?
Saturday.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Yep.
We're doing it on the day.
Shh. Okay. In like major sporting news, and I'm so glad I get to bring this. Stop looking at my notes.
Oh, sorry.
Make your own notes and look at them.
Would you rather look you up and down like I did the other week?
It's some frisbee talk.
What?
Oh, yes.
Frisbee? Yeah. Ultimate frisbee?
Wait. Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Did you guys see this? All right. Where's my next page? There it is. Okay. So there's this thing in America called Alliance of American Football. And I don't know what it is, and it doesn't really matter. But in halftime in one of their games, they had frisbee throwing for dogs. Right?
Oh, for dogs.
For doggies.
Oh.
So there's little pups, right, running around catching frisbees. It was amazing. And one little puppy ran 83 yards, that's 76 meters if you speak English.
Yeah.
And caught a frisbee. 76 meters. That's like almost the length of a
field. So he threw the frisbee
and he ran
and
he
that
got
far
it.
And he caught it.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Whoa.
Such a good dog.
I reckon my dog could do that.
Sign him up for the Eels.
Do you know how many times I've thrown the frisbee at the dog park and hit random people in the head? It's so bad. And it's like one of those hard plastic ones. It's not a soft
in the head
one.
Too.
And I'll just turn around.
Good shot.
Whose dog is that?
Yeah, you duck like, where did that come from? incredible.
Can your dog catch it?
Dog catch it. You know what she can do? She's full of tricks. You can go tell her to go around something and she'll go around it.
That's good.
You can tell her to go over something and she'll go over it. She can like play dead if you tell her to, if you shoot her, she'll play dead.
That's a clever
good
dog.
Yeah, she's very clever. I whip out the tricks all the time.
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's do a dog show.
Yeah.
Across the bark.
That was quick.
That was witty.
We should do that.
Well
across
done.
The bark. Across the bark.
Do you have a dog?
Not anymore. I have a dog paw tattoo.
Oh, that'll do.
That'll do. I pat it. Good dog. Poor tattoo. Okay, baseball. Sticking with American sports. Two baseball players. Now,
This is absurd.
Mentioned this last week. We didn't get to bring it to the show because we ran out of time. So do you remember this at all?
There was but I can't remember
their
names.
Two baseball players named Brady Fiegel. I'm going to run with Fiegel.
Which is a pretty unique name. Brady. I mean, yeah, a lot of Americans call Brady, but you don't get that many Bradys.
No.
Fairly unique.
No.
But then the surname, that's pretty even more unique.
Yeah.
Put them together.
You get the Brady Bunch. they've taken a DNA. Sorry. That was really bad. I'm so sorry. They've taken a DNA test to see if they are not only related, but the exact same person. Both are 6'4" pitchers with red hair. They wear beards and very thick glasses.
It is bizarre. They look identical.
Ridiculous. We might use this as a picture on the website today. The two of them standing, or they're not even next to each other. They've just got two separate photos, but they look exactly the same.
They're definitely not related.
No, so this is what happened. After a DNA test, it seems all they had in common was they both share a German ancestry.
That is so crazy.
There's something weird in the universe when that sort of stuff happens.
So they've got the same name.
Same name. They look identical.
They're both pitchers. They're both the same age.
Yep. How is that possible?
Exactly. It is not possible. That's what I mean.
Is this a joke? It's fake news.
You reckon it's fake news?
Could it be?
Oh.
It's just we've just not Mick's just not looked at the photo clearly, and it's just the same guy.
Oh yeah, I did my research, man. I haven't chased it up since then to see if it's like any, you know, more to the story, but stay tuned.
Good. You're not gonna do anything. on
baseball news, did you hear about that player for Phillies? He got drafted for $360 million.
Ridiculous.
26-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean he'll play for the Phillies for the next 13 years. He'll be like 39 by the $360 million.
We're talking nearly $500 million.
Yes, we are.
It's just absurd.
I don't know. That is a ridiculous amount. That's stupid. That's stupid money. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, that's over the next 13 years or something, isn't it?
13 years.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's still, what's that?
Let's not do maths. Let's not make it any more boring than it is.
$30 million a year. Yeah.
Cool.
Are we going to talk rugby league at all or not?
We can really quickly, but I think we might.
No, we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, we're going
to
run out of time.
There's a lot to cover, but the season's coming. We'll have to do a bit of a preview.
Yeah, just move along. Yeah, all good.
Yeah, okay, we got 5 minutes. So we might do this. Sorry. Sports person or Academy Award nominee.
Oh, nice.
I can't believe how loud that was.
That was so loud. It's just like, if you know the game show's here, the game show is coming.
What? Oh, yeah, look, okay, okay, yeah, no, yep, thank you for reminding me. Before we even talk about this week's game, if you listen to previous episodes of this show, you would know that how very excited we are that Mick filmed an episode for the game show Pointless.
With T, who's been on this show as well.
Yes, and then it got cancelled, so we were very depressed about it because as far as I'm aware, like, it's just going to be full of content for me. And now you're saying it's going to be on next Monday.
Yes, they're playing out the episodes.
How
did they
get cancelled and then brought back?
They're going to play the episodes that they've got, and they're not going to do more next season. So.
They're obviously going with the big ones too.
Oh, yeah, well.
Sounds pointless.
Obviously. Monday, Channel 10, 6 o'clock next week.
6 o'clock, is it?
Yes, Monday.
Fantastic.
Monday night.
There's a mozzie.
There's literally a mozzie.
You missed it.
It's on your neck.
Is it? No, that's a tie.
This is actually torture right now.
It really
I feel
is.
Like
okay.
I'm in a torture
We're going to have to get out of here as quickly as we can.
Right.
All right, here we go. Yes, as I said, 6 o'clock, I can't wait. Monday. The 91st channel.
10.
Yes. The 91st Oscars is sadly over for another year. But that doesn't mean we can't keep talking about it in this week's game. I'll give you a name and you need to tell me whether it's a sports person or someone who was nominated for an Oscar. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy.
Fastest or just
let's
gripping?
Go fastest.
Okay, here we go.
No, let's not go fastest.
Let's not go fastest.
Because I'm going to give you a little bit of detail on this person. So just have a think about it. Vincent Lam, okay, was Vincent nominated for his short film Detainment? Or is he the Australian under-18s darts champion of 2018?
Darts champion.
I also think darts.
Oh. Deafening. How wrong you are. no, he was...
oh, really?
Yes.
Damn, I even watched the Oscars, like most of it.
Did you?
You're not going to remember everyone that was nominated.
Yeah.
That's why these are pretty rough. Sky Fitzgerald. Was Sky nominated for her short subject documentary, Lifeboat, or is she currently Australia's fastest woman over 400 metres?
Fastest woman.
Fastest woman or running?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, okay, running.
Yes, let's go for that. Running.
Oh. I feel like that was a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a giveaway.
Sure, running, whatever. It's not it.
It doesn't matter. I just made it up.
Running. Okay, Lauren Scherf. I think I pronounced that
this correctly. This one has to be sport.
Was Lauren nominated for her animated short Late Afternoon, or is she a 196-centimetre forward for the Canberra Capital Letters?
Yeah, the Canberra Capital Letters. We're
you must know this.
Well, I don't know all the players.
You should, though.
Embarrassing.
This would be so bad if you get it wrong.
Canberra Capitals.
Canberra Capitals.
Yeah. Well done, guys. John Taylor. Was John nominated for his sound mixing of the film First Man, or is he the very short midfielder for the Newcastle Jets?
First Man is a very good film. The editing was excellent.
Wasn't the question.
And John Taylor did a particularly good job.
Oh, did he now?
In the editing of that film. But unfortunately, the film that won was Bohemian Rhapsody, which... The film editing has been widely panned because of its quick cuts, which just aren't...
Really lacked
spirit. They make for good film, really.
Lacked
so,
spirit.
So there was a very controversial
4 out of 5
win
for
Bohemian and John Taylor really lost out.
Across the films. Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your answer? I've forgotten. You said...
First Man.
First Man.
I actually forgot the question.
First Man or Newcastle
First Man.
Yes.
You've both gone the same answers.
Like, well...
It's okay. Let Gabby answer first, though. Okay, this is the last one. Jean Roberts. Was Jean nominated for her costume design for The Favourite, or is she a former shot put and discus thrower who held a ton of records throughout the 60s?
Ooh, Jean is an older woman's name.
Mm.
Hello,
but
Nana.
Think of the film. Oh.
Hello, Nana Jean. I'm going to go with shot put.
And discus?
Oh.
No, it's together. Yep. Yeah, she either held those records. Or she...
Yeah, I'm going to go for shop.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yes!
Well done, guys.
We came home strong.
Wait, I've got to double check that. Yes. Yeah, she did.
Double check.
On your Gene.
Well done, Gene. Congratulations for holding a lot of records through the 60s.
Yeah.
I hope you're well. Yeah, that's it. That's the show. Thank you so much. Next week's going to be a big show. Don't forget to watch Mick on Pointless.
Yes.
Monday night, 6 o'clock on Channel 10.
Yes.
And stay sporty. Stay sporty.
Is that a new sign-off? Amazing.
Yeah, I really like that.
Both of you went bug-eyed.
Bye.